Smith. Ooh, here's one good thing that happened in 2016. What? The OJ Made in America documentary.
That was very good. Which one are you talking about? The one that was on FX?
No. Why is fuck that good, one. Though? Fuck that one.
You didn't like that
no.
one?
No. Hell no. You knew exactly what that shit was going to be the moment it came on. By the end of the day, they're going to blame it on black. No, I hated that one. Absolutely hated it. In what world does Cuba Gooding Jr. look like O.J. Simpson?
Why can't it? Why?
I didn't mean to do
this. Them motherfuckers going to sit here and say, oh, it's the greatest portrayal of the O.J. Simpson case anyway of all time. No, the fuck is not. It was a Kardashian him all jerk circle jerk.
Welcome to the Cartoon Something You Know Whatever podcast.
I think we hit it because see I came back and mm-hmm. Your face I achieved my goal
just in case anybody ever wants to know why egg people are on this episode. I try to hit a certain time limit all the time, so
really so is that why you annoy the hell out of me?
Yep,
you're just a pawn.
I really am. He didn't even care about my opinion. Nope. He just wanted me to talk.
I kind of care.
Little care.
Are you telling me my opinion is not? I'm not doing this with you. I'm not. I won't.
Little cared.
Stop.
Just a little.
Stop. No. Stop.
Friends.
I'm going to punch you in the face.
How many of us have
I value.
Friends.
Your opinion.
The ones we can depend on. Friends.
I'm going to do it. Oh, I'm going to do it. Hold up. White people take note.
Oh.
You speak so eloquently.
No. Oh, God damn. What does that mean, Matt?
This is where I put a trophy.
What you do? Aww. Why must people hate?
It wasn't that bad.
Ice Bear will hunt them down.
You ready?
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Fuck this shit. Is what I would be saying if he was doing this in 2016. But, well, welcome to the Cartoon Something You Know Whatever podcast. Yeah, y'all didn't expect me to turn that around.
I thought you were getting ready to be real bitter.
Happy New Year. Y'all won't be getting this on the 1st or the 2nd, maybe not even the 3rd, but Happy New Year to you motherfuckers anyway. I'm Matthew. Y'all two can introduce yourselves.
I'm Charisma.
And it's Keenan.
And we are here today to talk about all the good, the bad, why am I moving my hands? The good, the bad, and
the ugly.
I wouldn't call it ugly, I would have called it Harambe.
What the fuck? What did you do?
Okay. So anyway, edit all that shit out.
No Harambe.
Poor Harambe.
Fuck Harambe, man.
He needs to be a vocal part of this conversation, I feel like.
Fuck.
He was in 2016.
Fuck Harambe. That gorilla deserved, well, he didn't deserve.
Okay, all right.
He didn't deserve to, I'm a.
It could have been handled a lot. Don't get me started on this. It could have been handled a lot differently than how it was handled. Sorry.
Right,
it could have been handled a lot differently.
Okay, but it was a raw deal for Ron. Once the kid fell in there, he had to die.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, okay, what
he wasn't being aggressive towards that child. Like, if you've seen an aggressive gorilla before, then you know the difference. It was just interested in the child.
Mm-hmm.
And his head was playing with the child. That child mm-hmm. was fine
okay.
when you dug him out of there. Those people could have went in there and got that child.
Yeah.
And then what would have happened if the gorilla saw them?
The gorilla would have been fine. If I feed you every day, I think you're going to be fine. I could have just tranquilized you. I can understand if he was like bashing the kid's skull in with the rock.
Yeah.
Then you got to shoot the gorilla.
Okay, but how long are we going to wait before we find out what's he going to do with the kid?
But gorillas aren't naturally vicious animals.
That's not one that's been growing up in the zoo his entire
They're life. Not naturally vicious. They're not just naturally going to take something that resembles a child.
Mm-hmm.
And just bash his skull in. Now, maybe if you had thrown a dog or something in there, maybe it might become a little aggressive.
I would have loved it if it was a dog.
No.
Was thrown in there.
No.
I don't fucking like, I hate dogs.
Why?
Because.
He's special. Ugh. But you had a lot of things like that. Like, you had the Harambe, or I don't know if y'all heard about the two idiots that... the guy that climbed into a lion enclosure because he wanted to complete... He wanted to commit suicide. And he hung on to them and antagonized... They weren't even attacking him at first. He hung on to them and antagonized them and pulled out their manes and shit. And so, yes, they started to maul them. You pull my hair, I'm gonna maul your ass, too.
Wasn't it the tigers or something?
There were two lions, and they shot them. Not to sound rude and disrespectful, but let the bitch die.
That was natural selection. It's perfect for right there. Perfect.
I mean, the child might have been natural selection, too. But let's digress.
He got like 15,000 votes in this election. He's very important. He's okay.
Let's talk about the idiots who went out and voted for a fucking monkey on an apartment ass election. Really? You gonna get the rustling fruit snacks? Really?
Those are good though. I never had the one. They're like ushers.
Like, be cool about it. But I don't care about this election. I didn't.
You didn't vote or you didn't care?
I didn't care.
Oh. I mean,
And even if I didn't vote, really, are you gonna be that mad because somebody didn't get a participation trophy in voting this year?
However, if you look at how the votes ended up, had the people showed up like we did when we wanted Obama to be in office, Hillary would have fucking won.
But they didn't want neither one of them.
Time out.
I would take Hillary over Trump in office every day. I mean, the way my blackness is set up. Because when you look at it, you have Trump, who you have repeatedly seen break laws, screw people over, do 50,000 things, and then you have a woman who is accused... I'm not saying this is the only thing, but the main thing you want to focus on is deleting emails. I'd take a bitch over who deletes her messages over a guy who's a fucking racist, gyps people, has fucking 50,000 things going on over in Russia. Like, he's doing too much. He has no fucking political background. And you're giving this man access to nuclear war codes. Like, what the fuck? No. Especially because you can't veto him if he decides to use them. You can't stop him.
I would take him.
No, you can't. If he tells them he wants to launch something, they can go ahead and launch it. No, I didn't lock the door.
It's open.
But yeah, no.
Even still. No. If the Democrats wanted to make sure Trump didn't win, they had better options than Hillary. Way better options than Hillary.
None that would have won, though. That would have won.
The two, Bernie and Macaulay, would have won.
Okay, but I'm talking about when we got into, like, the final election. Nobody fucking shows up for the other one. Nobody does. So I'm saying if you're stuck, well, don't get me wrong, I voted for Bernie in that first part. Mm-hmm. I would have rather had Bernie. Mm-hmm. And then when it got to Hillary and Trump, I would have rather had the third party candidate over both of them. However, he wasn't going to win. There was no way in hell he was going to win. So you go with the lesser of two evils, and that is Hillary. However, let's digress to some less inflammatory stuff.
Less inflammatory? Fuck that. This is 2016 was the most inflammatory year of my life. Nah, we gonna stay on this shit. Ain't nothing wrong with staying on it. If they listen to us, they mad as hell about 2016, too.
2016 was the devil. We had some good stuff happen in 2016.
The Cavs came from a 3-1 deficit. Yeah. And the rest of Ohio paid for it. The Bengals, what'd they do this year?
Come on, you can't put much pressure on the Bengals. They're going to be the
Bengals. They choke every time.
Yeah, I know, but still. I just like poking fun at the Bengals.
Cleveland Browns got a win this year, guys. Almost got two.
Well, no, they got a win last year. They didn't get a win this year.
Yeah, 2016.
They're back on their losing streak again.
Really? You going to point out? Not this year.
I mean, hey, it is 1-1 2017.
Get out.
So I'm just in my house. What happened? Oh, yeah. Ohio State laid an egg. They had given up 31 points, didn't score any. 3-1. Or is it a 3-1 lead?
We have some good movies.
Someone got raped in that game, too.
Are you talking about the video?
Yeah.
OMG, we need to find that.
That shouldn't have happened.
The Indians blew a 3-1 lead after the Cavs came back from a 3-1 lead.
Proving to everyone Cleveland will be Cleveland.
And then there's the Columbus Blue Jackets, but nobody really gives a fuck about them.
15-game winning streak.
Nobody gives a fuck about them.
It's Ohio. They have something to hang their hat on.
Do you really think they're going to win
anything? Nobody even knows who they are.
Yeah, I was about to say, do you think they're going to win anything?
No.
Okay, then nobody. Tortorella's their head coach. That irate motherfucker. They ain't winning shit. They ain't been relevant since the 90s.
We had some really good movies come out this year. Just saying.
Let me think.
Thank God Orlando's not here.
Why?
Because he would have went on a rant about Batman vs. Superman again.
Oh. That came out last year?
Yep. He even did a review about it.
I wasn't here for that review. I wasn't here yet.
Yeah, you weren't on the show yet. Mm-mm. He was pissed. And I told him, any movie that has Superman in it ain't going
to
be good.
I tried live to watch action. That movie, too. I was on a plane watching it. Just fell asleep, and I was at my destination.
Mm-hmm. Any live-action movie with Superman is not going to be good. What else happened in 2016? Oh, celebrity deaths. Oh. Let's stay on a demoralizing side. Celebrity deaths.
I'm trying to be
upbeat.
Well,
at the beginning of 2016, it was, the guy from The Labyrinth and... Dang it.
Hold on, I can pull up shit here.
Oh, I know his name.
But we had
David Just from
Bowie.
The Labyrinth?
He isn't alive.
We had Alan Rickman die.
Prince.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Prince,
Muhammad right. Ali.
Yeah, oh.
China.
Craig Sager.
China. Before she got a WWE did. Hall of Fame induction.
Yeah, Robin
Fuck
Williams.
Fuck you, Stephanie McMahon. Okay, that's it.
Yeah, Robin Williams passed away. Yep. Between Alan Rickman
year?
And...
Yeah.
That was this year, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I thought that was 2015.
I was watching Aladdin. I thought about him.
I need to go watch Aladdin. I like Aladdin.
That's how I ended my, or began my year. Stayed up to 5 o'clock in the morning, watched it, went to bed.
I'm done. No, I don't want to watch Aladdin that bad.
Celebrity deaths.
There's a lot of it. It was a post of it on Facebook.
And then what about the last week of 2016, all those celebrities that were dying?
Yeah, 2016, like, I'm going to get as many as I can.
We'll go out with a bang.
George Michael, dead.
Alan Thicke,
dead.
The Red Cup guy.
Dead. Oh, yeah.
Leia's mom, dead. Yep. That was so sad. Like, 2 days, like a day apart.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Like, go ahead and save money. Have that side-by-side funeral.
Mm-hmm.
And Betty White's still around, though.
Oh, man. People
her and,
off.
Her and,
Cecily Tyson, too?
No,
Stevie Wonder died. Oh.
Ooh, would that be?
What is his name? Stanley.
Oh, we know he's hanging on by a thread. He's hanging on by a thread.
Stanley.
Creator of, DC?
He's in, like...
Oh, Stan Lee!
Yeah.
I need to say it with an emphasis.
I need to pause. Stan?
Excuse me. Stan Lee.
Yeah.
I was like, that's how I said it.
I was thinking of The Office, and I like... I mean, he's important, but...
Let's see, we had Pat Harrington Jr., comedian T50, let's see, One Day at a Time. Wait, hold on. I never heard of it, so...
Well, I say, if you've never seen the name before...
David Bowie, yeah, we know he died.
Why are you being so depressing, this podcast?
It's 2016. How can we talk about
2016?
It's 2017. This is the 2016 review episode, though. How can you be... Talk about something positive that happened in 20... Pokemon Sun
and
Moon.
Yeah, I was going to say, you had that.
And the brief popularity of Pokemon Go.
Yeah.
Before...
It kind of...
See, and that one can become depressing, too. So, you know, what can you make?
Well, see, no, not if you looked at some of the changes they've made, though. Like, they are...
Pokemon Go, not...
That's what I'm talking about. They are, I think, slowly making it to something that people who are actual Pokemon people,
mm-hmm.
not the people who are just in it because, oh, this is new and it came out, are mm-hmm. going to go back and want to do. Like, they have Togepi in them coming out
mm-hmm.
that just came out. The location thing is better. Like, it shows you a picture
yeah,
of where they're hanging around.
Thing is, why they have to change it in the first fucking place. It went from that easy tracking system to... Three steps, everything,
yeah.
to no tracking.
They
system.
Had glitches. They prematurely released
that, okay,
it.
But that one they took out after they put it in.
But I'm saying, though, they had some...
And then shutting down all the third-party shit, which really pissed off everybody.
Yeah, well, they don't want people to cheat.
How?
It's
I mean,
Pokemon!
Taking that is cheating. It's cheating, though, regardless of what it is. It's cheating.
Y'all
know don't die.
I don't think it's cheating.
It's
I,
not
cheating.
It's not. Is it affecting the gameplay?
But what I'm saying is when their purpose was to get people to get out and walk around and do things,
mm-hmm.
then yes, using something to where you can just drive to that location or like just walk to that one spot for mm-hmm. that one Pokemon, that is not what they made the game for. Especially when these things are like without their permission, like technically someone is hacking in their stuff to be able to give you those things.
I didn't hear them complaining about it when it was actually getting the money.
Then where also, is it getting the money at, though?
No, when they were still earning money off of Pokemon Go. The moment they removed the tracking system, usage in all those third-party websites started to boost, but the money in Pokemon Go went down. It has direct correlation, so it's like, okay, well, we'll lose money. Y'all can't use that.
Well, I think
no
the
more.
Longer it's out, the more they made so much money when it first originally came out. Mm-hmm. Like, you have nowhere to go but down from there.
Yeah, but it took a steep down. It didn't go, like, gradual down. It went steep down after they removed that tracking system.
Yeah, but...
Speaking of people who hate Pokemon cheaters, hey, bro, let's suck a dick.
Alright, but yeah, I don't think it's gonna be...
Yeah, I love you and how you just, like, breeze past every Voker thing this man.
You've been around him long enough, it just happens. But I don't think that Pokemon's gonna be successful now in the winter. No one's going outside now. It's summer is a perfect time for that to be released.
It is.
I just remember we going down in Riverscape, and someone said, "There's a Venusaur!" That's like a herd of people started running over there.
Then I was across the street, and they were like, "Well, we can swim."
I had my first date at Riverscape, looking for
Alan Rickman. Lost him this year.
I said that. Yeah. That's so sad.
Dan Haggerty. Let's see, Life and Time of Grizzly. Oh, I remember that show. Glenn Fay, I don't remember you.
Nope.
Yeah, nah, I definitely don't. Oh, wait, no. Wait, yeah, I do. Yeah, I do. Abe Vigoda.
I don't even think you're saying that right.
I'm not. He was a doomed mafia soldier in The Godfather.
I've never even seen The Godfather.
But you're a woman, so that's okay.
What's that supposed to mean?
Yeah, Matt, what's that supposed to mean?
That means you're a woman. That's okay. Yeah. I'm making everything about 2016 that was bad make an appearance on this show. Even sexism. You're a woman, so it's okay that you didn't see The Godfather. It's a manly thing.
These are why men get punched in the face.
Donald Trump is my... No, I'm not even...
Oh, Viewership will either go really high or very down. Whoa. I don't know.
Now we'll be in the middle still. Because white people want to hop on, but then the racist rights will drop off real fast.
Yeah.
So we'll be back in the middle.
You come back, nigga.
Who else died? Paul Kantner. Oh, Maurice. Oh, shoot. He did die this year.
Who?
Maurice White. Anybody got any good things that happened in 2016? Since we don't want this to be too negative of a podcast.
All
right. Is it sad that you can't think of a good thing?
I mean, let's see. Good things that happened in 2016. Peyton Manning retired.
Why is that an issue? Why is that an issue? Or you just like, yay.
Tired of him, man.
He retired on top. Got a ring.
The Denver Broncos defense retired on top.
Yeah.
Peyton Manning was just long as a dead corpse.
Great game manager, that Super Bowl.
He wasn't even a game manager. He was Matt Castle 2.0.
You give him too much credit.
I don't, because I'm a Brady fan, so.
Matt Castle. He did nothing for the Cowboys last year.
But he won the Titans a game. What else? What other good things happened in 20? Birthday, but that's always good.
It's going to be a short podcast if you can't figure out any positive
things. I was about to say, yeah, positive. I'm trying to think. What was positive about 2016?
The Olympics happened.
That Zika.
All right. I'm trying to look past
Get
that.
Get out.
Ooh, that Zika jokes.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, as positive as I like to be, 2016 was
Thank you. Can't think of anything good to say about 2016.
I didn't say I can't think of anything good. I just said it is a bad year.
You've been talking about that. I forgot about the good things.
Brexit.
What the hell is Brexit?
when Great Britain decided to secede from the European Union. Russia became popular in U.S. politics again. Yay! We're back to the Cold War. Reaganomics, here we come.
Go sit in the corner. You need a timeout.
Reaganomics, here we come. I'm taking all the subtle shots this podcast.
Well, not too subtle right now.
I don't give a fuck. They can catch two dicks. Speaking of two dicks, Donald Trump's our president. Well, he's y'all's president.
You live here.
No, they did Obama like that. Obama wasn't their president, so. Sure,
19 more days and it's official, right? Isn't it the 20th?
I thought it was February.
It's not February. Inauguration was always in January. Yep. Mm. I think the one time it wasn't was 2000.
I'm just trying to push it back some.
Oh, I thought of something good that happened. What? The Emmett Till bill that got passed recently by Obama. So it's opened up all those old cases of people who, like, they just like a bunch of cold cases. They can reopen them.
I'm going to go ahead and dub myself the genie of 2016 for this podcast. What do you think is going to happen to those cases, Keenan?
There's a potential something positive could happen.
Oh, yeah. All cases matter, Keenan. All cases matter.
You had the weed legislation that went.
Yeah. All smokes matter. All smokes matter. Not just weed. All plants matter, too. Cacti. Broccoli, all weed and plants and green stuff, grass, dandelions.
All plants aren't green. True. Other colors matter, man.
Oh, okay, yeah, you're right. But white color matters too.
All right.
Yeah, I'm going to be that negative this podcast. That's my main goal, just to be that negative, make this that unbearable for everybody.
Is white really a color, though? I'm just saying. That's not white.
Okay, well, do you see that?
But
white?
That's not white. But white people are not actually white. They're like peach. And when they get mad, they're like red. They call us color. Like, they get red. They get sick. They get green. You hit them hard enough, their ass is going to be purple. So I'm just saying. If you hit them really hard, they'll be black.
It makes sense why they say all lives matter now, because they turn different colors.
Get out.
You just hit the nail on the head. Why all lives matter to them. They turn so many different colors.
Don't get me started on all lives matter.
Yeah, that's what they were thinking about right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all lives.
Alright.
Orlando, all lives matter. Wow, okay, no, I didn't feel too good about that one. I did not. I apologize, Orlando. I did.
He can't even defend himself.
No, not Orlando the...
Oh, no! Wow, man.
That one I take back. That one.
Get out. Yeah. Like, now, seriously, for that one.
Walk around the house and come back and we finish.
Go sit in the coat.
I told you I'm the genie of 2016, baby. I should modify my voice to be a devil.
What?
2016.
Oh, yes. Can we think of nothing else?
No. Nothing good happened in 2016 that's worth really talking about, expanding upon.
One thing I can think that happened to me personally, but that's not the world.
Yeah, we ain't talking about personal shit. Because I don't need these motherfuckers knowing shit about me like that. I don't.
Your viewers love you, Matt.
What can I say?
Let me not say your government name. Eh.
They can find me even without that.
I can't hide anymore. They have my fingerprints and everything, so I can't do much of anything.
Can't hang around you, dude.
Yep. As many times as I'm in the hospital, they already know where I live.
And if they don't, they'll...
That was something... Wait, no. Did that happen? Yeah, that was something good for me. I didn't go to the hospital.
Oh, yeah. Or so.
It's
2017.
It's 2017. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I do usually...
Because it's usually around November, isn't it?
Yep. Thanksgiving. Yep, it's usually around...
I did not... What did you do differently this year?
Work and sleep. Ooh. Sleep. That's what it was. Sleep.
You had a child, so maybe that boosted your immune system.
I had one in 2015 to take care of, too, and it didn't help.
Oh, sorry.
And 2014.
Maybe this one had different germs. I'm just saying. He's a little different.
This is ooh, here's one good thing that happened in 2016. What? The OJ Made in America documentary.
That was very good. Which one are you talking about? The one that was on FX?
No, no. Why fuck is that, that good, one. Though? Fuck that one.
You didn't like that one?
Hell no. You knew exactly what that shit was going to be the moment it came on. By the end of the day, they're going to blame it on black. No, I hated that one. Absolutely hated it. In what world does Cuba Gooding Jr. Why look like O.J. Simpson?
Why can't it? Why?
I didn't mean to do
them this. Motherfuckers going to sit here and say, oh, it's the greatest portrayal of the O.J. Simpson case anyway of all time. No, the fuck is not. It was a Kardashian him all jerk circle jerk.
Okay, so he likes the ESPN 30 for 30 one guy.
Yes, the 5-part one. That one was pretty best documentary all year. Only to follow up with the worst documentary of all year, hyped up after the Heisman. Speaking on
that, let's talk about TV shows that were good that we liked in 2016. Atlanta. I love that show. It was on FX.
Yeah.
Childish Gambino. It got renewed for a second season.
We had our superhero movies come out.
Oh, there was a lot of those. Was it Captain?
Civil War.
Yeah,
that one was good. I really liked Civil War.
Apocalypse.
Damn, DC, y'all suck.
Yeah, Marvel has a game.
Hey, kicking it. I just thought about that. All those Marvel movies
I will see. I think DC has always been better with their cartoons, though, yeah, than Marvel. So I expect for Marvel to make better movies. Marvel's, I think DC has better cartoons.
DC's only better when it comes to Batman.
I disagree. Their Justice League stuff is better, in my opinion. About Justice League. Yep, get it together.
Well, but hold on, that still has Batman in it.
But it's not Batman.
I know it's not Batman. I know, but I'm saying
and he's not in everything Justice League. Most of it, but not everything. Go ahead and tell me he is. Go ahead and tell me he is, so I can find something that doesn't have him in it.
It's pretty hard to find something where it's not either Superman or Batman in.
But no, we said nothing about Superman.
I know that. We said Batman. What don't they have? That's good and successful.
Good is a matter of opinion.
Man of Steel, was that good?
For the Superman fans, it was good.
What Superman fan? Oh, wait.
There are Superman fans.
The first poster for the Wonder Woman.
I'm dating one, so yeah, there are Superman fans.
The first poster for the Wonder Woman movie coming out.
Yeah.
Mm. Was that good? All the backlash that one caught?
I forgot that was a movie.
Oh, yeah, it's coming
out. Yeah, but that just dates back to your sexism comment.
Oh. Actually, no, that's more racism than sexism.
Both.
No, that had nothing to do with sexism. I wasn't leaning toward it. Look, I ain't putting that one on this one yet.
Next time.
Yeah, probably next time.
On the next episode.
In the next year in review. That's what I'll do.
Luke Cage came out. That was a pretty good.
I haven't finished it yet.
Yeah, I didn't do that.
Although I haven't started it yet.
Although I don't really care about spoilers, so.
No, don't do any spoilers. We don't have time for spoilers.
You could have a podcast.
I have a lot of stuff I need to catch up on.
So what do you think about Cottonmouth?
What?
No!
I personally like...
Yeah, he was a cool character until he was gone.
Who is Cottonmouth?
Well, I'm trying to help you. Don't ask questions.
Matthew, if you keep on, I'm just going to go ahead and leave before we even do the sign-off. I'm going to do my own sign-off.
We'll have yours pre-recorded.
Yep. I'll just take it from the previous episode.
You're a cheater.
Welcome to 2016.
It's 2017, Ash.
I'm the 2016 genie on this episode.
You said welcome to 2016. We left that bitch. Yeah. Divorced her ass.
What time is it?
It is 9:08 p.m. Right. On 1 January 2017 AD. I was being complicated. Being heavily complicated.
I'm done with you. I need to go eat.
Oh, wrestling related. AJ Styles made his debut. And he won the WWE Championship.
And Ronda Rousey almost died twice.
She did get her ass beat. Yeah, she did. She got her ass beat. Nobody cares about wrestling.
Don't say that.
So, Diamondback. How long do you think it's going to be before he finally comes back to fight Luke Cage?
You're shady.
Oh.
You're shady as fuck.
Well, you really need to watch it now.
I'm going home.
I personally like Black Mariah. She.
I will unplug the fucking microphone.
How did you not know that was going to come around the corner after you said that?
Hmm. You didn't have to be that level of petty.
Oh, I could be much
more. He is the master of pettiness.
I'm not the master. I just know how to pick and choose my shots.
That's what masters do.
Masters know how to do it expertly. I'm just pick and choose my shots. I'm an assassin.
Ooh. You're lame. I'm done with you for the day.
Another bad thing that happened this year, Tim Duncan and Kobe Bryant retired, and yeah. Kevin Garnett.
I don't know if I necessarily call those bad things.
That's a bad thing for the sport.
It was a cool way how Kobe retired. Went out a chucker, came in a chucker. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Utah Jazz, for giving all Kobe Bryant fans things to talk about. And thank you, Utah Jazz, for proving to us that Kobe Bryant needed his shots to be grooved in order for him to get those 60 points.
Hey, he hit the game winner.
They were grooving those shots for him.
He might take 50 shots, but he got 60 points. Mm.
That was the full Kobe Bryant experience right there. Kobe Bryant fans, he can do it till he's 50. Kobe Bryant haters, but it took him 50 shots.
Yeah.
As much as people want to hate on him, though, those haters couldn't have made even those 50 shots. So it's like...
He barely did. His
shot was say, right!
I think he was like 22 for 50. Or
20. But you get what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Like, everyone wants to hate on it, but you can't go out to the court and do those things against those people. Like, you will be sitting and then just sitting on the middle of the court watching them run around you. Like, yep. Well,
I can
damn.
Set a screen. It's not going to be effective.
You're going to fall on your ass.
It's not going to be too effective, but I'll get in the way.
I ain't a Kobe Bryant hater. I'm a Kobe Bryant fan hater.
Oh, you hate his fans.
Yeah. They kind of fall in the same boat as Cam Newton detractors.
Oh, we had all those people who went to the Hall of Fame this year. Iverson, Kobe,
Shaq and Yao.
Shaq, Yao. Who else?
Now, Shaq, that was a good addition.
Yeah. Yep, and he got his statue this year, or last year.
Did they finish that statue? Or
I think so. He has the LSU one, and I think either Miami or...
Because I know the Lakers are doing one for him. Ooh. He got his jersey retired last week.
That's what it was.
Miami Heat fans talking about, he didn't deserve to have his jersey retired. Like,
get your ring. He did. Wasn't the first ring in their history?
Yeah. He the reason y'all even got there.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't. It was Dwayne Wade. Okay, cool. Go look at game one and game two of that NBA Finals, and you tell me what Wade did.
Got some help from some phantom calls, too.
Yeah, he did.
Not phantom calls, though.
Tim Donahue was right. But yeah, what else good happened in 2016? Because I can be evil. I am evil 2016 right now, so what was good that was 2016?
Based on the silence, not a lot.
Exactly.
I think we should just go ahead and pick our next topic for our podcast.
So, more about the negative of 2016.
We lied to them, and we didn't give them the podcast that was supposed to come in between our last one and this one.
That's a regular gig on this show.
To go ahead and pick our next topic.
Let me find this. Cause we were supposed to do. Oops, see this. Fuck.
Right. We were supposed to do Big Hero 6. Mm-hmm. We fucked around and never did that one.
Mm-hmm. I mean, but that if they listen to the show regularly, they understand that shit happens. Cause see, we started a Steven Universe one. And then before we got to the first episode, we had Orlando's movie review. Then we talked about Dragon Ball Super. Then we did a Steven Universe one. Then we supposed to do two. And then, well, Orlando never got around to watching the rest of some of Steven Universe. Which then I did an episode to hold us over. And then in between us holding it over, Ash almost became... Oh, shit.
Ash almost what? Oh.
Mm-hmm. He almost became a Pokemon League champion.
Yeah.
That was one of the more depressing things about 2016. He could have been Pokemon champion.
Yeah, but you've been going through this your whole life.
No, this year was different. This year was completely different. His team was fucking stacked this year. Black and white. I knew he wasn't going to win in the black and white Unova League. When he ran into action replay Tobias, that one was...
I'm just pointing out, though, this is the story of your life with Ash.
No, no. This was a different story, though. This was all his Pokemon except Pikachu were fully evolved.
Pikachu will never evolve.
Exactly. So that meant he actually had a strong-ass team. It's not like he's going in there with fucking Weasel and... Who else was unevolved? Boldore. Why the fuck would you bring a Boldore into it?
Why not? He's Ash.
But he almost did it this year, and then Fanboy Alon had to go and use Mega Charizard X.
I do like that Charizard.
Fuck that Charizard.
You don't like him? You like the Y one?
Not like him, I just...
Oh. He's upset he beat Ash.
Yeah, it came down to Mega Charizard X and Ash Greninja.
Yeah. My service in your house sucks.
You're not connected to the one internet, are you?
Yeah, I am.
Unconnect. And then try. Steven Universe got better this year. See, I'm trying to be a little bit of an angel. In
Did Inside Out.
Is that a movie?
Are you missing one of them on there?
Missing one of them.
We've done. Go scroll up. There should be... It's missing one.
Which one?
We did one before the Inside Out one. That's not that one.
Hold up. Wait a minute. I'll look at it later. Oh, shit. Wait a minute. I think I know what happened. Oh, yeah. Told y'all. Wasn't nothing good about 2016. Because in this pitch darkness of the silence, ain't nobody saying anything else that was good about 2016.
Shut up.
It's over.
Anything else that was good about 2016?
A lot of things just weren't towards sports, so. Oh.
What was good?
I wasn't in love with sports this year.
Cavaliers, that was amazing.
Yeah, and then
you couldn't have picked that. You couldn't have predicted that.
Okay, you couldn't predict the comeback.
Yeah.
Actually, strike that. Yes, you could. The moment Andrew Bogut left.
But that was just like 2 years ago when the moment Kyrie went down and we knew they weren't going to win the series, even though Dellavedova played out of his mind and had to get an IV during the game or after the game. They still lost in six.
They overhyped Dellavedova.
Yeah, now he plays for Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but then Cleveland and the entire state of Ohio paid for that comeback.
Yeah.
Hi, Ohio State. How you doing? Mm-hmm. Speaking of heartbreakers.
We don't want it.
North Carolina. Who's that close?
Oh, yeah. The Jordan smiley or crying face Jordans everywhere. Forgot about that. Villanova, the shot.
Marcus Paige had...
the game of his life.
Not only that, he had probably the best shot of his career. And because I think this way, it tied right back to that damn Derek Fisher.
Which one's worse? Derek Fisher...
No, this is the Marcus Paige.
How? 0.4 seconds.
Stop. Here's the correlation. Marcus Paige hits a shot that nobody thought he was going to hit, and he got it off in like an incredible fashion. Would have been his best shot of his career.
Yeah.
Tim Duncan hit a shot that would have been his best shot of his career if they won the game because he got it over Shaq and Karl Malone at the same time.
Yeah.
Dude comes running down the court, hits a three right in front of everybody's face. What was his name again? See, that's why that was important. I don't even remember dude's name.
That Villanova guy.
Yeah, him. And it was a championship game.
Yeah.
That damn Derek.
He's not coaching anymore.
That damn Derek Fisher isn't coaching. Yeah. Yes. But that damn Derek Fisher became a Dirty Mac this year.
Yeah. Matt Barnes.
Mm-hmm. There's a positive, Matt Barnes.
What's positive about that?
He fucked up that damn Derek Fisher. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Violence is not the answer, Matt.
Sometimes it's the answer.
All violence matters.
Okay. Shut up.
Never heard of that one. Are you going to get a shirt with that made?
I might.
Okay. It's easy.
But then I have to watch which neighborhoods I walk into with that.
I would definitely be cautious.
I mean, you can't do anything anymore, so it's not like it would be anything different.
Welcome to 2016, where despair rules this episode of the podcast. I still want to mope about 2016 because I still have much more negative stuff to say.
No, I don't think we need to mope any longer. Yes, we do. We're in 2017. I'm going to be the 2017 angel here, all right. Okay?
Yeah, let's go.
We're in 2017. We need to be positive. We need to come in with a positive outlook. Yeah. Be refreshed.
January 20th. Shut up.
Hey, January. We're going to give him a shot.
January 20th.
I will point out, though, he is already reneging on a lot of things that it took to get him in office.
Yeah.
So a lot of his negative stances, he is doing some switching around. So maybe he just played America, because America's fucking racist. We know this.
Trolled the heck out of
us. So maybe he trolled us, maybe he played us, and maybe he will do a good job. Because I can't want for him to fail, because if he fails, we're fucked up. Mm-hmm. Canada don't want to take no more of us. There's not many other places we can go. Moving across the seas is expensive. Mm-hmm. And unless you have a really good diploma behind you, unless you're going somewhere to teach some children how to speak English, like unless you got some reason for them to want you, they don't want us.
Yeah.
Especially when we didn't want half of them. So, not saying me in general. I like the... you can come all on over, but you know what I mean, like America as a whole, when we didn't want them, no. So I want him to do good. I'm hoping that he does good. Some people are hoping he gets assassinated. I'm not one of those people though, but I'm hoping he does a good job. I don't want him to be elected more than once, though. I want Obama. I want Michelle to
She's not.
I want her to. I can have hope.
Hillary couldn't get it. What makes you think
Obama would get it?
A black
another
woman.
Another Obama would get it.
Stop. A white woman couldn't get it. What makes you think a black woman could?
Because the person they were going up against, we didn't show out for Hillary, but we showed out for Obama. Had we showed out for Hillary, like we did for the original Obama, Hillary would have fucking won.
Time out.
We did none of these things.
Time out.
What?
First off, Hillary won the popular vote. Second.
However, she didn't win it enough for it to count towards the electoral votes that she needed in those areas. In those areas where those votes counted, she did not win the popular vote. He won them.
Oh.
Our popular vote determines, for the most part, not saying just solely, but it, for the most part, determines that electoral votes. And that's how people are voted in. So you know better than to go, she won the popular vote. Because in the states we needed to win, she did not win. She didn't take Ohio.
I understand that. But that being said, when do you blame the Democrats?
What do you mean when? When do I blame them? I'm blaming them now. I'm blaming them for not showing up in the manner they were supposed to. Because the same racist that voted for Trump, I'm pretty sure voted against Obama. Had we had shown out and done what we were supposed to do, like we do when there are Jordans on sale or new games coming out or 50 other, or voted for a fucking gorilla, maybe Hillary would be in office. However, when she didn't take Ohio, everybody knew she was not going to be in office because whoever takes Ohio wins. Not saying it's just solely based on Ohio, but that's usually how it goes. It's been that way for years.
Okay. What do you mean by when we should have showed out?
I'm saying we as in, because all three of us sitting here are black. So I'm saying the way black people should have showed out and voted because we didn't. If you look at the statistics for the polls there on minorities that showed out to vote, we did not vote. When I went to vote, because I voted. So I can say these things because I went and I took my ass and I voted.
Stop right there. What? Don't say just because you voted, you can say some shit about
If you didn't go vote, you cannot complain about who got elected or what they did because you didn't do your job to make something different happen. I'm sorry, your opinion to me, and it may not be for you, but in my personal opinion, your opinion to me does not count worth a damn because you didn't show up and do what you needed to do.
If you put in on taxes for the United States, you have a right to say whatever the fuck
you want. You can complain about them, but if you don't go and vote to get taxes decreased, quit fucking complaining because you didn't do shit about it. That's like you complaining that you put milk into your refrigerator when your fridge is broke and that shit keeps spoiling. Fix your motherfucking refrigerator. Do some things to get it taken care of. Yeah, you can complain about the milk, but you ain't did shit, so your complaining means nothing to me. I could understand if your refrigerator was working.
Okay, but what if
fix the fucking refrigerator?
But what if I didn't have the money for the refrigerator to get fixed?
It costs nothing to go vote. I don't want to hear that.
Okay. So if it costs nothing to go vote, why then would you get on the non-voters if you're also getting mad at the third-party voters?
I am not mad at the third-party voter. I wish the third-party voters had voted differently. I never said I was mad at them, though. Mm-hmm. They got up. They voiced their opinion. I agree with their opinion. I agree that he should have won. But, however, I realistically knew there was no way in hell, no way that that man was going to win. And we vote in a two-party system. Yeah, we have more than two parties. We vote on a two-party system.
Hold on.
Maybe eventually we'll get to the point where we don't vote like that, but that right now is how it works. And it's been that way for a long time. It's not changing.
What do you mean? Okay. First off, back up. What do you mean by this we? Because that's the one I'm still stuck on. What do you mean this we didn't turn out and vote?
We, black people, did not turn out and vote.
What stat were you looking at?
Pull up some stats. Go right ahead, because everyone that I've seen has talked about the difference between how we showed out and voted for Obama versus how we showed out and voted for Hillary. We didn't fucking show out. For example, what I was getting ready to point out is I went and voted. And I went to the same poll that I always go to vote. Now, the past 2 years when Obama was running, mind you, we didn't show up as well for him as we should have last year, but he still won. But the year before, well, the term before, it was deep. When I say deep, I mean crowded. I mean it was lots of people. I went in there this year. I walked in and I walked out because there was nobody there. Now, I was optimistic. I said, maybe everybody voted early. Obviously, they did not vote early because in a state where we've taken Democratic the last 8 years, Hillary should have took the fucking state. Just saying. Because people aren't voting for Trump for politics. The man knows no politics. He has no political background. He's being voted for because of what he stands for. He's fucking sexist. He's a fucking racist. It's that simple. It is very much that simple. Ugh, he irritates my soul. I really don't laugh in his mouth, but he irritates my soul. Don't get me wrong. Everybody, I guess, in some senses of the world, deserves a chance to do things. However, he is not, in my opinion, going to properly do these things. I don't think he's going to be as bad as everyone thinks he may be, but I think there's a lot of good that was done in these last 8 years that will potentially be undone. Because not only, and let's not talk about how upset I am with people not voting for a better president. Not only because we didn't show out to vote for a president, we lost Congress and everything else. We have nothing Democratic-wise. Not saying that I'm pretty sure you two are Democratic.
No, I'm not a Democrat. Fuck that
okay.
shit. No. Like okay. Don't ever put me in the Democrats. No, fuck them. Fuck the Democrats. Straight up. I ain't Republican.
Well, I'd rather have a Democrat in the House or Congress than a Republican.
The whole reason why I say fuck the Democrats is you look at some of these places where black-on-black crime is. How many of them are controlled by Democrats? How much shit do they actually do for us? Yeah, Republicans don't listen to us, but damn it, the Democrats who claim they actually want us, they ain't doing shit for us either. Hi, Chicago. Hi, Houston. By the way, Republicans who like to bring up Chicago, I just gave you one, Houston. Try using it in a red state.
Well, I'm going to point out still, the Democrats who did not show up because most black people, statistically, are Democrats.
Yeah.
For the most part. So for the black people who did not show up and vote, we also lost the House and everything else. So where it could have not been as bad and we could have had a Republican president who is fucking racist and everything else under the book, He could have been blocked the way that Obama was blocked in most ways for these last 4 years. Except for he has some Republicans who actually liked him. So that was nice. Now it's going to be our luck, even though they won. Like, whether he's going to have some Democrats that might like him. You know what I mean? So yeah. We have literally, like, failed all the way around. Like, in every way, shape, and form, we failed for this election. Like, we get an F. The big red F with the red circle around it. Circle. Like, the fucking stamp. Circle that bitch. Your parent needs to come in for a conference type of F. Like, no. No, 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 no. This election angers me. It really does. I think we need to talk about something else.
Are you angry at the white women, too?
Do what?
Are you angry at white women, too?
What do you mean?
I said, that's who really won the election for Trump, if you really want to be honest.
But do you expect them to vote for... I'm not saying all white women are racist. I don't feel like people should have voted for Hillary just because Hillary was a woman. So if that's why you're pointing out white women, then I don't agree with that. However, Trump appealed to... And when you look at most white women, they're going to fall under Republicans there. However, when you look at what he appealed to, I mean, yeah, I can be mad at you, but I didn't expect you to vote any differently. However, when you listen to why Obama won his 2 terms, it was because black people showed out and vote. That is what they focused on, his first one and his second one, even though we didn't show out the way that we should have.
See, something about that message just doesn't add up to me, though.
But why?
Because black people as a whole make up at its highest peak in 2011, 15% of America.
I'm not saying black people are the only people who voted for him.
I know. I'm just saying, from the math standpoint of this, it's not making sense how black people are the reason why Obama won in 2008 and 2012. 2008, he won because the Republicans punted. Don't tell me black people won that. No, they won because Republicans punted.
If you looked at it statistically when he won, because I was still in high school when he won, so we talked about this, and you know Unger, so you know very well we looked at this. That is what pushed Obama to win. Not saying, and I never said that was the only reason
I know you didn't.
However, what I'm saying is, if the same white and every other nationality of people showed up and voted for Hillary.
What? Did you come
No.
Oh, okay.
So if the same amount of that people showed up and voted for Hillary, but black people did not show up and vote, there is no way she was going to fucking win that. There is no way in the world.
Okay, I understand. But what I'm saying is, from the math standpoint, it's still not adding up. If there are 15% of black people in America, and there's 75% of white people, even if all 15 show up to vote for Hillary, you would still need at least all the Hispanics, all Asians, and at least 37% of the 75% of white people to vote for Hillary.
So are you telling me those people didn't show up and vote, though?
I'm not saying... They have their reasons for not showing up to vote, but even still, even if they didn't... If the people that did show up to vote...
Why are you thinking on that? Let me ask you. Are you telling me? Because what my point was, and I see what you're digging further into, but what my point was that black people did not show up and vote. So are you telling me that we did? Because we didn't. That's my thing. We did not show up. That is my issue. We had the worst person that could be running for president against us, and we did not show up.
He wasn't the worst one.
No. Between him and Hillary,
I'm glad. Look,
I think he's worse.
Don't want him, but I personally ain't a fan of Kasich.
Oh, well, I mean, I get what you're saying. I'm saying, like, we're talking about just predominantly him, Hillary, and a little bit of Gary down there.
One you knew was a racist. The other is a hidden racist, and everybody tries to defend the fact that she's not a racist.
I'm not going to say she is or is not a racist. I'm not going to say that, because She flip-flops a lot, so I'm not going to say that. However, yes. However, I would rather have her over a man who has openly all his life been very much so a bigot, a racist, and a sexist. Especially being a woman. I would very much rather have Hillary. Now, if we want to point the woman thing out, I would very much rather have her. Now, and I'm not going to say that there is nothing that he put on the board that I agree with him on. I'm not saying that. There are some things, a few things, that I prefer over the way Hillary looks at him. However, overall, and what you fucking did to get elected and what your companies are into and the fucking fraud lawsuits, like lawsuit after lawsuit after lawsuit. He can't build a fucking university. Why the hell do we want him to run our country? Like, you have bankruptcies across the fucking board. What are you going to do to us? Like, because you have no political history. So let's look at your business history here. Not saying you don't have money, because obviously he does, but all your shit has fallen. A lot of your shit, all your recent shit, because what's keeping him up, in my opinion, is older things. All your recent shit has fucking gone bankrupt or has been sued. Like, you're going through lawsuits now. Your hotels and shit were built by people who didn't get paid. Like these are my issues with you. Like, even if we don't look at the racist or sexist part, like, these are my issues with you. Like, look at how you treat people. Why do we want you for our president?
Because the people... Go ahead.
I don't think enough people want a woman president yet. I felt like a lot of people who didn't... They not necessarily didn't want Hillary in, but they just like, I don't think America is ready for a woman president. The same reason when... who was the vice president running? Kobe Palin. And she was... Who was her main person?
McCain.
Yeah. Same thing, man. I don't think people are ready to see a woman be president over the country.
But does that not also look at how, like, screwed up we are when you look at a woman and says, because you're a woman, because you have a vagina, that you can't do this job?
Yep. That's just how America still is. It's not... It's unfortunate, but I feel like that...
You Google this shit, because I'm starting to get fucking irritated.
I don't
want to
Google it.
Shit.
But that's like you look and you have men still now who go, well, I didn't listen to her because she was a woman.
Yeah.
And because she doesn't know what she's doing.
And there's enough of those people who are still alive who are voting.
Or who just didn't go out and vote. Yeah. A lot of people just said, fuck it. It doesn't matter. It's going to be who it's going to be. You look angry. I think we should talk about something other than politics.
Politics or religion?
Those are two things you don't discuss with family and friends.
I want to start that. Because you know that did tie into the voting thing, too. High right-wing Christians. We know you prefer your whiteness and your religious freedoms over everybody else. I want to fuck you guys in the ass.
Why?
And they Jesus like was that. Black.
Don't say that to them.
I like... Let's not start on that. Because I get upset when...
Oh, keep talking. You're giving us good info here. You're giving us good shit. Go ahead.
Don't antagonize. Like, when you look at... No, it just angers my soul. Like, if we want to talk about religion and things like that, or even race in that manner, like, even still talking about politics, his parents are immigrants. His wife is a fucking immigrant. Like, what the fuck? Your people are immigrants. You're a product of immigrants. Hell, shit. Who knows whether or not you were really born here? And since you wanted to talk about Obama's birth certificate, were you born on the boat on the way here, or were you born in the States? Your children are products of immigrants because he probably doesn't even see it that way because his child is a sexual object to him. You're a fucking creep.
Hi, Sean Hannity.
He's a creep. Really? Who talks about their daughter like that? Like, really? Like, really? But, like, I'm upset with people who will call Muslims a just a group of terrorists, but you have the KKK that's built on Christianity. So are all Christians racist? And you know what I mean? Like, but all Christians aren't racist. Yeah. But so then why are our Muslims terrorists? Like,
it's easy cop out.
This makes me angry. And then, if you want to look at it and point out that their religion is extreme, let's point out the fact that if you want to look at the Bible, you are not supposed to wear blended fabric. So all of us sin, literally. Like, every time we get dressed, our shit's a blend. You're not supposed to lay next to your significant other when... Okay, so for the men who date women and women that date... Shit, everybody, if you mess with a woman, unless you're a gay male, you're not supposed to lay next to them while they're on their period. They are supposed to literally live in a whole different house because that is supposedly unclean.
Shaving?
Like, you can be... I believe you could be, like... everything I believe in the Bible looked at, like, you could be stoned for all of this shit. Like... You're not supposed to do that. You're not supposed to fucking have sex before marriage. But a lot of you guys have your children in your wedding pictures or have never been married at all. But these are things you should have been able to be, like, killed for and stoned for. And, like, you know what I mean? Like, you can't talk about the religion as being extreme because a lot of the things being done in the name of their religion for the few people, you know, who are Muslims and are actually terrorists, it's not because they read the book and this is what the book told them to do. They read the book and interpreted that this is what they should do from the book. Just like you read the book and decided, I'm going to take thou shall not be a homosexual and hold on to that one, but I'm not going to take that I should get married before I fuck all of Dayton, Ohio. What?
I want to shout out a name real quick there.
Oh, don't do that.
Don't. We don't.
JJ, how you doing? Oh, it's better than what I usually call her.
So, I don't know. These things make me angry. Because when you look at all religions, except for, like, atheists, who is technically no religion. So
religion.
It's a religion in itself, in my opinion. But all religions have a basis. And when you look at all of the religions, they have the same, like, they have, for the most part, the same blueprint there. Like, if you look at Christians versus Jehovah's Witness, that for, like, to me, they are two people who went to two extremes. This Christianity side, they want to celebrate all of their holidays. Yeah. They want to take part in the things that are not necessarily right in the Bible, but I'm going to interpret it as right. And then you have the Jehovah's Witness, who are the other extreme, who are like, look, we can't celebrate any of your holidays. You can't live in my house if we're not... Like, you know what I mean? Like, those are, to me, are two different extremes. But I feel like when you look at, like, Muslims, like, they talk about Muhammad in their book. We have Muhammad in a Christian book. So you're not going to tell me, like, these have, like, no basis. They're not that different. They are... I mean, you know what I mean? They have different rules, but their blueprint are not that different.
Y'all relate in some way.
Yeah, they're not that different. Not that different at all.
What a year.
These deaths are starting to hurt my head.
I think we should really just digress from these topics because they make me angry.
It's fun.
It's not fun. Like, it really angers
me. Her blood
pressure
is rising.
Could you tell?
I'm asking all the right questions to get it there. That's why.
But I don't want it there.
You don't want it there. This time clock over here on the other hand says...
What's so special about the time clock?
It's getting higher and higher and getting more time to where I can get to the target time. So,
what's the target time?
Usually about minute 15, hour 15. So I just need to get you one more.
No, we don't need another topic.
You don't need another topic?
I think we hit an hour. I think we can go ahead and close it out for today. Because I really need to go eat.
You do, don't you?
I really do.
Why don't I give you an appetite?
No! Like, you're making me angry.
That was my whole goal.
I know.
I am the demon of 2016.
Go away,
this
please.
Is the Cartoon Something You Don't Ever podcast.
So what do you mean by we should give him a chance.
Oh, my alarm's going off. Hold on.
We should give him a chance by, like, let's see what happens.
But we've already given him that chance.
Yeah, now we have to accept that we have to give him that chance. We can't do nothing now. I don't care how many people try
to get the votes. Shut up, Keenan. I'm trying to get her.
How many people say, let's recount the Electoral College votes or whatever. Or, no, it's nothing going to change. It happened. Now we have to deal with it. You're so devious.
Well, I'm going to get it out. I'm going to get it out.
I'm trying. I'm trying, Charisma. I can't save you too much longer.
Hi, Hillary Clinton.
I'm a step away.
Shit! Damn! Hi, Hillary Clinton. Where have you been at since the election day? Okay, she's...
She kind of walked away like...
Actually, not, because I'm looking like, where's old dude? Because he didn't come in, like...
He's been outside somewhere.
That was him calling, so...
Who knows?
Yeah. Yes. That should be one of them. There are like a few. That would have been the one for you, but I can't remember if I added that one. But did it turn it off?
Well, she's gonna get us there anyway. We could pick it up.
2016, what a year.
Meanwhile, the most overrated quarterback in history is going up against the most cursed friend. Well, not
you
the
think
most
he's
cursed.
The most overrated?
Yeah.
I think people really think Andrew Luck's amazing, and he's.
He's getting there for me.
No.
But then I'm a Colts hater, so.
Is the panic password for
that? I feel like maybe if he had a better offensive line, Andrew Luck would be a lot better, but
he wouldn't.
You don't think so?
No. They're the Colts.
I just don't like Andrew Luck that much like everyone else does.
Hi, Roger Goodell. How you doing?
What about Roger?
How much longer does he have? Ted Wells. Fucking Deflategate.
Hey, it happened.
Yeah.
I'm happy it happened because of that. No one took Tom Brady high in the draft, and I was able to wait around to about the fifth round, mm-hmm. Won both my leagues the past 2 years. Thank you, Roger Goodell. Good job.
Hey, Colts, when's the last time you guys beaten the Patriots? Yeah, let's blame it on some footballs.
It shouldn't have been as
well. See, to give up 42 points the next meeting. Anyway.
Yeah.
I need to antagonize her more.
Why?
Because that was good.
She, especially when you get to politics, politics and religion, the two mm-hmm. things you don't talk with friends and family with, if you want them to stay friends and family. Buy those. I see by the Welch's ones.
Mm-hmm. Those
are
get
way
those.
Better, yeah.
This is natural fruit. Mm. Black Forest. Juicy center fruit melodies. Melodies. Medleys.
Yeah.
The paper's wrapped up. Don't blame me.
Reverend juice.
Oh, my hip. My hip.
Shit. Matt's currently dying.
Be a horrible way to start off the... If I do die during this podcast, somebody needs to publish this episode.
Okay. I'll figure that out and I'll publish it.
There we go.
I'll take over the reins. I'll just retire it.
Pause this shit. Ask that question again.
Alright, people, how many white quarterbacks do you know of in the NFL? I can only think of safeties. Eric Weddle is one of them. But cornerbacks, I can't think of many. I can't think of any.
I'm trying to think of who the Patriots got, but they don't even have a white cornerback.
Exactly. They can play almost every position, but they don't. We're just not.
That's steering.
What?
Steering white people away from those positions.
Yeah.
They do it in all the sports.
In basketball, they pretty much can play every position, I think. So I guess centers, they're not always... They always think they're a more...
They have them do power forward shit.
Yeah, stretch forward mm-hmm. and stuff like that.
Not even stretch forward, just power forward.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm back.
Mm-hmm.
With your wrestling, so.
Well, I mean, you was laying on me, so. Really? Dude. I said, you can't be out there for no fucking hour.
Nah, he didn't leave that long ago. He left for about 20, 30 minutes ago.
Oh, okay.
But he got to my apartment. My alarm was set. And so he was calling me because My alarm was going off, and I'm like, then I was ignoring him because we're doing a doing a podcast.
Okay.
He was like, so I'm like, I just guessed our anniversary. I was like, those dates are important to her. He was like, but fuck, what is our anniversary?
Tried.
Man.
Kudos.
He figured it out, though.
Okay,
so I'll give him an E for effort.
That's an A.
However, if we hadn't talked about it today, he wouldn't have fucking figured it out. He would have just been there with cops. And then
right now he has a C minus.
The password he would have put in would have, the one he was going to put in would have, like, it was my, it actually would have, it would have turned the alarm off, but it was my emergency, like, code. So it would have sent the police to my house. Like, it's a distress code.
Oh.
So it was going to be all bad.
Yeah.
Just all bad. Like, oops, maybe I should change that. Just in case.
What's your distress code?
Yeah. I'm going to put it there. Because if you're in my house and you don't know what the password is, then if that's what you want to go ahead and guess, that. It's going to turn it off for you.
Yeah. And then here come the cops.
I think that would send just about everything to my house. Like cops and the fucking, like,
then you would have been dead.
Ambulance, firefighter. It would have sent all three of them to my house.
Might as well send the Undertaker too.
It would suck because he probably just would have been sitting there just doing normal people stuff.
It really would.
That would not have been cool. That would have been very bad.
It would have kind of been funny.
It would have been kind of funny if it.
No, it wouldn't. Right. He's black. Exactly. And I live in.
A rural area.
A suburban area. How about we go with that?
That's what she wants to go with. I'm not.
I think we've pretty much hit your 15.
Yeah, because I am going to put some clips in here, so.
I think we hit it. Because, see, I came back and, your face, no.
Achieved my goal. Just in case anybody ever wants to know why egg people are on this episode, I try to hit a certain time limit all the time, so.
Really? Mm-hmm. So is that why you annoy the hell out of me?
Yep.
You're just a pawn.
I really am. He didn't even care about my opinion. Nope. He just wanted me to talk.
I kind of care.
Little care.
Are you telling me my opinion is not? I'm not doing this with you. I'm not. I won't.
Little cared.
Stop.
Just a little.
Stop. No. Stop.
Friends.
I'm going to punch you in the face.
How many of us have
I
been?
Value.
Friends.
Your opinion.
The ones we can depend on. Friends.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. Hold up. White people take note.
Oh.
You speak so eloquently.
No. Oh, God. What does that mean, Matt?
And so clearly.
What does that mean?
For someone of your age.
Is that what you really mean?
I'm trying to code it the way they do.
Oh, God.
And it's working.
The fact that she hasn't hit you or just walked out.
Oh, no, this is balling up. I see it. Okay. I see the vein popping right there, too. Ooh. And I must admit that I have been dying to want to touch your hair.
Okay.
By the way, Solange Knowles released the best Knowles family album in 2016. I don't care what y'all got to say about Lemonade. Oh, that was unintentional. I didn't expect that one to happen, but okay, that was unintentional.
I haven't listened to either one of them straight through, honestly. So I could care less. I'm not really a Beyonce fan. Sorry, Bayhive. I'm not saying she doesn't make good music, but like, you know, to get upset because you said somebody's album is better than hers. Mm-hmm. Nah.
What?
You could have talked about Kanye.
Let's not.
He had an amazing 2016.
We could have just talked about the Kardashians in.
Let's not.
Entirety.
Let's not. If y'all want to do that, go ahead. I'm just going.
Oh, now you know how it feels.
I want nothing to do with them sons of bitches. Bitches of sons. Mm. OJ people.
That doesn't go. That doesn't. Technically, everybody.
No, go ahead, say it.
Okay, so technically, if that's how you want to label them, everybody would then be a bitch, because anyone who has a dad, that dad would be somebody's son. Mm-hmm. So everybody would be bitches of a son. Technically, all of our fathers are sons to somebody, or were sons to somebody at some point in time. So just saying, you in turn calling them that kind of calls you a bitch as well.
Well, I'm the devil of 2016, so I might as well be a bitch.
No, I'm just saying.
Let me go ahead and flap my ass out there, too.
Mm-hmm. I did okay. A good job so, this year. We are preparing for 2017. I haven't hit anybody today, so all is well.
Show's not over yet.
No, the show is over. I'm going home. I am going home. It may not be over for you because you live here, but I am going home. So, we are looking forward to a new year.
I'm looking forward to the next 18 days.
Hours.
Yeah. 18 days and just about 3 hours.
Well, I say new year. Positivity. Go take a bath. Wash off all that negative energy you got going on there.
Reminder to all of you out there, our next president's highest paid, educated person is Ben Carson in his cabinet, just so you know. Oh, yeah, I'm not going to stop being the devil of 2016 until this episode ends.
So, on that note, let's go ahead and sign off. I'm Charisma.
The voice you heard from minutes number 35 to 50, probably.
Look here, bitch.
Keen Kid. No, Silent K. We call me 2K.
No, we'll call you Silent K. All
right.
And I'm Matthew, just so happy that he hadn't died during this episode.
Peace, love, and you never do stuff people. While you're recorded, just saying. Mm-hmm. And this has been...
This has been the Cartoon Something... Wait, hold on.
How would Aja do it?
This has been the Cartoon Something You Know Whatever podcast. Okay, fuck that. I'm just going to do it like this. This has been the Cartoon Something You Know Whatever podcast. Make sure you listen to us on Google Play, iTunes, and at the csyw.podomatic.com. You can email all your questions, comments, and whatever you want to at csywpodcast@gmail.com. Thank you, and be sure to look out for the rest of us. Listen to the show. Tell us how you think about it. We honestly don't give a fuck because we're going to keep doing this. And have a happy new year.
New year, not years. Tired of hearing that.
We're not doing this. Bye.
Have a happy new year's. Go Patriots and Spurs.
Go Cowboys.
And Red Wings.
Petty as hell.
How's that
petty? Hey, you are petty.
Yeah, you get that? I don't care if I say anything.
Go Celtics. Go Panthers.
Go Celtics to the conference finals before they get loose LeBron James. Go. Oh, wait. Panthers ain't got nothing to share about.
They got a draft pick they can look forward to.
What are they going to draft?
I
ain't even looking forward to this draft. The 2016 Devil still kicking in the ass.